to another edition of the Hawk Off the Press podcast. I'm your host, Gazette Hawkeyes football reporter, John Steppy. Excited to be joined by my Gazette colleague, our Hawkeyes women's basketball reporter, somebody who's probably covered as many, if not more, Lisa Bluter games than I would imagine anybody else, Jeff Linder. Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'll have to go back and look and count how many games I've covered through the last few years of her.
And then looking kind of, first of all, just big picture. Well, first of all, for anybody that's been living under a rock, Lisa Bluter retiring, Jan Jensen replacing her. What was your initial reaction to this news?
I think it was the same as everybody else, complete and utter shock. And the thing in hindsight is maybe it's not as surprising, but boy, at 3:20 yesterday afternoon and being on a Zoom call with Kate Martin and seeing that pop up in my email, it was I had to do a triple take to see if that was actually the truth. And no, it was not April 1st. So that was something else that crossed my mind.
What was it? So it sounds like you were the one to break the news to Kate Martin.
Yeah, we were having a nice little talk with Kate about her making the roster with the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA, which, on a sidebar is fantastic news. And I think nobody would have expected that a month ago right now either. But yeah, we were just on a Zoom call with that. And, I'm done with my aforementioned triple take with my phone and said, hey, I hate to kind of weave off the road here a little bit, but, seeing that Coach Bluter has announced retirement and, she was appeared to be as shocked as we were.
And then kind of having been around this program for so long, what do you think Lisa Bluter's legacy is going to be?
There's the 800 plus wins. There's the two appearances in the championship game, which obviously intersected with the last 2 years of Caitlin Clark. I just think it's her legacy is one that she's brought a lot of goodwill. Her program has brought a lot of goodwill to Eastern Iowa, to Iowa in general. And I think she's always talked about confidence and culture and chemistry and all those other words. And I think her program has lived up to that. I think by and large, and I'm sure there's some exceptions, there's a lot of love between her and her present and past players. And I think that's, maybe a clumsy way of saying it, but that's how I would say her legacy lies.
And then kind of looking ahead, it seems like this program is still in very good shape now as Jan Jensen takes over.
Yeah. With the assumption that everybody stays and all the signees, live up to that and the future commits, live up to that. The program's going to be fine. I don't think it's going to be a huge impact. Lisa, Jan is Lisa and Lisa is Jan. And I think the interesting thing is going to be how Jan transitions into, moving down a chair on the bench, being the one that stands all the time. I think she was the good cop on the staff and, she might not get to be that all the time anymore, but I think it was a natural succession. And I don't see a lot of ill effects with this at all.
How much of this, and maybe this is too early to know, but how much of this do you see as Jan being kind of Lisa 2.0 versus something kind of different from what Iowa has seen in that chair?
Yeah. I think it's too early to tell. I'm sure she'll do a few things differently. Will she continue to do a lot of the recruiting? Because I think that's something she did very, very well. Or does that get kind of shuttled down to, to her assistants? What does her staff look like? I assume everybody that's there now will probably still be there in a month. I don't know. Time will tell. And but I really just don't see this being, the Lisa news is huge. And the Jan news is big, but I don't think it's going to be terribly impactful, at least in the short run.
Kind of in the long run, what do you think could be that difference?
I really don't know. Jan's 55. She's not going to be here 20 years. She might be here 10. I don't know. Jan's a ray of sunshine. I think her recruits pick up on that. She's great in the community. She's active in the community. She'll be great with the media. The fans will love her. They already do. I don't think we'll know that answer for, probably until this next class coming in is graduated. And I think she'll do well. I don't think the over-under on wins and losses next year changes a bit. I think there's still a team that probably, with the addition of Lucy Olson, probably goes 22-7, 21-8, something like that. And we'll probably compete for a top four spot in the Big Ten and probably a top 4-6 seed in the NCAA tournament.
And now, as you mentioned with the staff, there's at least one position open now because of Jan moving up. Which direction do you think they will go, or maybe which directions do you think would make a lot of sense for them to go in terms of filling that at least one more staff role there?
Well, if things would have broken differently for Kate Martin in the WNBA draft, I think she would have been a natural fit on that bench. But, she's going to play this season in the WNBA. Will she go overseas next winter? I really don't know. I don't have a list of names who will be on the bench with her, if it'll just be one addition or if she'll make a change or somebody else will move on and she'll have to make two or three changes. I think it's going to be minimal, but I really don't know.
And then you were mentioning with Jan's big role in recruiting, how helpful do you think that is in terms of trying to keep as much of this kind of core team together now with another head coach, which under other circumstances would be certainly no guarantee?
Yeah. I think her recruiting role will be diminished minimally. I think she'll probably still hop on a plane quite a bit, and especially for the kids that are, she calls them her top young guns on Twitter that, she's really pursuing. I don't see that changing. She's got some good recruiters on her staff. I think Raina's great. I think Tenaya will be good. I think Abby Stamp's a very good recruiter. So they might have to pick up a little bit more slack, and it might be a deal where, Jan has to be the closer.
Well, Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to another episode. Until next time, we will talk Hawks later.
Did you know the Gazette has an online store? Posters, wuzzles, local history books, and hometown apparel are just a click away. Visit thegazette.com/store today and view our latest products. That's thegazette.com/store.